So there's this place called Sex Island in, guess where?
New York.
No. Manhattan is an island, and I guess it is kind of a sex island if you think
about it. Renaming Long to Sex.
Long Island. Sex Island. No, there's a place called Sex Island, and of course it's in Las Vegas. And they're throwing a post-coronavirus sex orgy.
Oh, no.
Now, this is going to take place once coronavirus is eradicated, once it's okay to get all up in each other's business. And here's what they're going to do. They have a bunch of prostitutes, and they're going to be doing, for men, it's for men only. You pay $4,500, mm-hmm. and you get weed if you like, if you want to smoke weed. Mm-hmm. You get unlimited alcohol. And you get sex with two girls per day.
Nice.
Two girls per day. And they're only selling 50 tickets. So if you're thinking about this, you need to get on this immediately. Because 50 tickets in Vegas are going to go very quickly. Because $4,500, if you think about it, it's 2 weeks long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's two girls per day for 2 weeks. $4,500, that's a bargain. I mean, aren't like high-end prostitutes, aren't they like hundreds of dollars a day? Like that sounds like a really good sale.
The thing I'm thinking about is, okay, that's a good deal. That's $4,500 for 2 weeks. But then you get $5 buffets.
Oh, I see. So it would you send the girls in? So you would get a plate of food and each girl would go in and get you a plate of food. So now you've got three plates of food.
I didn't even think about that. So, yes, triple the food. That's awesome because you're going to go to Vegas and spend at least $4,500 on the crap table.
That's true.
So you might as well have fun while you're there.
I love that yours does not really involve sex in this orgy. You're more interested in the food orgy.
I'm interested in the buffet for $5. That's what I'm thinking about. How much money I can save. We get a menu of the girls so you can see the girls before you book.
I would think for $4,500, you can choose your girls, but it's two per day.
Mm.
So I guess you would have to choose them because if they sent you two girls you're not attracted to, you'd want your money back, right? They want a happy customer.
And what's the odds you're going to get a pain in the butt? Big pain in the butt.
Yeah, I guess if you think about it, they've all been cooped up for too long, not being able to work. And now they're finally able to work.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of guy are you going to get? John Stamos ain't going to this.
You know, you'd be surprised. When I was in high school, there was this group of guys that I knew in high school, of all places. And they used to go out to Vegas and do the prostitute thing. And they were like, they were young. Mm-hmm. They had fake IDs. So they had like, people thought they were 21, you know?
So when they went to Vegas, it was a very lonely weekend, that weekend for you.
Yes, it was sad.
It was at home all by myself while they were getting real women.
I wish I was a prostitute.